Well, as you heard there, Pope Benedict prayed in a special way at Vespers for all priests in Portugal during this Year of the Priest, which draws to a close next month. Monsignor Duarte da Cunha serves as Secretary General to the Swiss-based Council of European Bishops' Conferences. But during this papal trip, he's back in his native Portugal to attend most of the papal events. Just ahead of the visit, I sat down with him to talk about expectations of Catholics in his country and the challenges he faces as a priest in this increasingly secular nation.
I think we Portuguese are very happy to receive the Pope, and I think it will be very, very, very important for us. It's very interesting to see that the Pope will be in Lisbon, Fatima and Porto. He will be with the cultural persons, but also with the priests, but also with the social workers. So it will be a visit that can help the church, but also to be a message to the rest of the country. And we hope to strengthen the church inside of our country. We need to be sustained. There are many, many, many political and cultural problems inside of Portugal, as all Europe, and we have to be sure that, yes, we are all together, and the Pope is helping us, because this organization of the receiving of the Pope with the youth, the children, everyone, is helping us to see that the church is alive, and I think it's important this.
You're talking about cultural, political problems. What do you see as the biggest challenges, really, in this field for the church today?
Well, I think one of the main fields is the family issues, protection of life, a culture that strengthens the family and not weakens it. And unfortunately, the cultural and the politicians, the government, isn't helping very much on this field. So we hope to create a mentality, a culture in the society that will, in the future, if not tomorrow, the day after, to rebuild the society with families, because we have a very, very low birth rate. Since the legalization of abortion, more than 50,000 abortions have been done in 2 years, which is a huge thing. It's awful. If you imagine a small country with 10 million people, we have this law of divorce very easy now, since 3 years ago. And so this is not good for the society. I mean, we feel the people are not happy. We usually say in Portugal that Portuguese are very in depression. And this depression has to be resolved with a spiritual input. And we hope the Pope can give this spiritual and strength input by his message, by his person, but also by the fact of being there, it will gather all the Christians, all the Catholics, and this is important also.
He's meeting, as you say, with priests in Fatima.
Yes.
How is the church, if you like, today, being a priest in Portugal today, what kind of problems would you say are the most serious issues you're facing?
We are few priests. That's the most biggest problem. We are very busy. Someone told me we have to be more calm and to pray more. And this is something, it's very true. We are falling in activism. And this can be a problem also for the evangelizations. We can do many things, and it's very important, but we cannot do everything. And I think the Pope, very realistic, every time he speaks with the priests, he doesn't say we don't have to do something, it's important to do. But at the same time, he always points to the spiritual life, and I think this is one of the main things. And the other thing is the culture. We have a certain anti-clericalism culture in Portugal since the last 100 years, because 100 years ago there was a republic installation in Portugal, and this was the anti-clerical, very, very strong. And so we, the priests, also have some difficulties in a certain sense to be normal person. We are always treated as some special people. Then there are this problem, a huge problem, international problem of the pedophilia. I think for the moment, I don't know any case of pedophilia in Portugal. But nevertheless, the newspapers, the media are always trying to find something. And this is also creating some difficulties in the pastoral level. priests are more afraid to be near the persons. They feel themselves always looked to see if they do something wrong. And I think we have to liberate ourselves from this perspective, but it's not easy. It's not easy.
Vocations, though, are very low, you're saying?
Yes, we don't have very... We have lots of vocations in the years 14, 15, and then we have a very wall in the 60s, 70s. Now, from the 18s, 19s, it's a little bit better than was, but nevertheless, there are always more priests dying than priests being ordained. And yes, it's not easy to have to enter in the seminar. But I think there are a lot of boys called to the priesthood in Portugal. So it's also a problem of pastoral vocations. But this is, I don't want to criticize no one, but I think there are many things we can do better because there are young people in the church, there are groups, movements with strong, the pilgrimage to Fatima, the walking pilgrimage. So we have so many things that I'm sure that is something there. But how to help these boys to find the way to the priesthood, this is another thing.
The Pope is also travelling to Fatima, this shrine which has an importance all over the world. What does it represent for the people of Fatima today?
For Portugal, we can say it's the centre of Portugal. Not only geographical, but it's also geographical. But I think every Portuguese goes once a year to Fatima, almost obliged, even if they are not very Catholic. And we feel it's a kind of mother protection to Portugal. And we feel it very strongly. I think we should give it more importance also to the message and to the follow of the pilgrims. But for us, it's our home in a certain sense. It's a city created with the shrine, with the holy statue. But it's more than that. It's the place where we meet God. We confess themselves, participate on the Mass, pray the rosary. And all this is very Portuguese identity. No? Then we may have in the pastoral level, sometimes we don't take it so seriously as we could. I remember Pope John Paul II said to the bishops once he was there to take Fatima as the main pastoral program. Well, this could be also a sign, this returning of a pope to Fatima.
Pope John Paul, of course, had a very special place in his heart for Our Lady of Fatima, didn't he? Seeing her as the person who saved his life, in a sense. Mm-hmm. How much did that really change the way Fatima was seen, perhaps, here in Portugal?
The fact of the Pope being so close to Fatima, because of the facts of his life, it was for Portuguese people very, very important to be closer to the Pope. No, but I cannot say that Fatima becomes more important because of that. No, it was a confirmation of the importance Fatima had already to the life of Portuguese. Nowadays, there are lots of new pilgrims, to walking pilgrims. Once it was only the people that have done promises to. Now there are spiritual parish movements, groups, young people, old people, walking for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. It's a very spiritual, it's a kind of spiritual exercises. And I think the fact of the Pope in 91 and then in 2000 and the new reborn of this pilgrimage was also very important to us, I think.
My thanks there to Monsignor Duarte da Cunha, Secretary General of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences.